Good morning. It's March 4th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audio companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Life is Real. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. My family is one for passing down the expressions of our ancestors, and often their favorite quotations or lines of verse. A Psalm of Life was penned by the famous American poet H.W. Longfellow in the mid-19th century. Those familiar with the Bible know that the scriptural Psalms express praise, anguish, joy, anger, frustration, doubt, fear, and faith, among virtually every other possible human emotional state. Each has a different message for us about our relationship to a loving, faithful, reliable God. Longfellow, in his own psalm, takes a look at life as a whole and addresses that universal question, why are we here? Forgive me for reproducing it here in full, but it was my mother's favorite, and today it hangs prominently in our home, where we see it each and every day. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. No enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow find us farther than today. Art is long, and time is fleeting. In our hearts, thou stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, howe'er pleasant, let the dead past bury its dead. Act, act in the living present, heart within and God o'erhead. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Longfellow understood what many Christians do not. Doing good works to please God demonstrates a complete misunderstanding of biblical teaching and certainly doesn't represent Christ's message. Christianity consists not merely of accepting God's forgiveness, offered by grace through faith in the cross, but living out that second chance every day. Yes, we are born anew in that instant, and yes, we receive the assurance of salvation in that instant. But welcoming the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit means much, much more. It means that in being born anew, we will be anxious to extend the gift of the gospel to others, and to do so in the context of actively loving them. Yes, we do good works, but we do them because we desire to do them. Act. That is what Longfellow reminds us. It is your actions, not your words, that may cause that shipwrecked brother to take heart again. Lord, thank you that you have adopted us into your family. We benefit from your gift of freedom because of the cross every day of our lives. Let the urging of your Holy Spirit remind us daily to pass it forward in the active way that we love our brothers. Let them truly know us by our fruit, Lord. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.